Welcome back. This is Walking in the Sun with God, and I'm your host, Alyssa, and today we're going to be talking about probably my new favorite passage in the Bible, Psalm 101 through 5. So without further ado, we're just going to jump right into it. So Psalm 101 through 5, it reads like this. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Like I said, this is probably my new favorite passage in the Bible, and what we're going to do is we're just going to break this down. So we see in this passage, in the first few lines, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth, worship the Lord with gladness, and come before him singing with joy. We're called to not only worship the Lord, but to do it with gladness and with joy. We are there to just express that to him because he's worthy of it. He made everything around you, even the houses that, quote, we build. The design and the ability to come up with something like that came from God. He is the only one worthy of worship and praise. And I love how this passage also says all the earth. So that means everyone is called to worship the Lord and do it with gladness and with joy. The next part we see is acknowledge that the Lord is God. The Lord is not separate from God. The Lord and God are the same. And we are to acknowledge that he is God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the creator. He is the highest authority that there is. And we are meant to acknowledge that, and we need to acknowledge that ourselves, that we are not God, we are not the highest authority, but that the Lord is, and that the Lord is God. Here is my favorite line in this passage. He made us, and we are his. God made us, so we belong to him always. No matter what, we are his. No matter what you've done, where you live, who you are, what you've said, what sins you've committed, you are his. He made you. He loves you. You belong to him. Whether you want to acknowledge that or not, it doesn't negate the fact that it's the truth, that you belong to God and that he does love you and that he will love you always. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture, as the next line of this psalm says. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Now, the next part of this, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. Again, we are called to go to him with thanksgiving and to go to him with praise because of everything he's done and everything he's created and everything he's made. The thankfulness of just having a house, the thankfulness of having a family, the thankfulness of just even being here. We are called to enter his gates with thanksgiving and to give thanks to him. And we are called to praise him in his courts and to praise his name because he is worthy of it, because the Lord is good. The Lord is good. He is the creator. He deserves that praise and that acknowledgement. And these last two lines, his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. His love is unfailing. There is nothing that we can do that will make it fail and make him not love us. And his faithfulness to us continues forever. He is always there for us. He always loves us. He will always be by our side. He will always guide you. And even though it may not be what you want to hear, he is still there. He is still faithful to you. And we should be just as faithful to him because of what he's done for us. He created us. He put us in this beautiful world. He deserves that same recognition back, that same awe that we have of the things around us, because without him, there would be none of that. So to close out this episode, we're going to read this one more time, and then we are going to pray. Psalm 100, 1 through 5. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Now, as I was reading that, I actually am going to add one more thing to this episode, and that is going back to line 2, worship the Lord with gladness. When you think of worship, you might think of just singing in church once a week, but that is not worship. Worship means to adore, to pay divine honors, to reverence with supreme respect and veneration, to honor with extravagant love and extreme submission as a lover. Worship means to just give God the praise he deserves and to honor him and to recognize what he has done and to adore him. And when we worship, we are demonstrating that we belong to God and that we are one of his sheep and that we are one of his people. Why does God tell us to worship him? Not only does he tell us to, which is part of why we should, but it's also, as the definition says, to show honor and respect and obedience to him and thankfulness to him for all that he has done to us. So, with that last side note out of the way, let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this world that you made, Lord. And I thank you that you made us, Lord, and that because of that, we are your people and that you are our Father and that we can come to you in times of joy and in times of trouble. Lord, please help us to remember to worship you, Lord, always, and to give you the praise, the thanks that you deserve, and the acknowledgement that you deserve. Lord, please walk with us throughout our days, months, and years on this world, Lord, and I pray for anyone who doesn't know you, Lord, that they will come to know you. And it is in your wonderful name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me, guys, and I'll see you on the next episode.